Welcome to our Mother's Tense meditation. As you settle into this time and place, I invite you to notice the support of whatever you are sitting on, a chair, the couch, the bed, a floor, the grass. Please be upright if possible for this meditation, or mostly upright. You can certainly be supported in an upright reclining position. Eyes can be open or closed as per your preference, whatever enables you to focus and to enter the sacred space. And I invite you to take a few deep breaths to clear your body. Allow each breath to be deeper than the last. This brings the nervous system into a greater state of rest. And if you find that the cares of the day or the questions or situations you brought with you into this place are continuing to crowd your mind, you can imagine all of them condensing into droplets of water and rolling off of your body into the earth, where they will be absorbed and held and kept and returned to you after the experience. A few more deep breaths. I want you to imagine with me that we're traveling back in time to Canaan in the second millennium BCE. And we've come to Mamre, the place where there is a sacred grove of terebinth and oak trees, trees of the goddess. And here we find a vast encampment of a wealthy family. Avraham is known far and wide for his exploits, his wisdom, and his wealth. And here, in this sacred grove, amid the many tents, there is one special tent that we'll be visiting. But for the moment, take time to receive in your body and in your consciousness the sights and sounds and smells of this place. What do you see around you? Or who do you see? What do you hear? Or who? What do you smell? Allow yourself to be grounded in this place. Hamakom, the place that we have come to. And you can make your way through the encampment, winding through the tents and the hustle and bustle of the day, enjoying the coolness of the trees. And as you make your way through this space, this place, you find yourself drawn to one tent in the center of the encampment, the most opulent and beautiful tent. Notice what it looks like. This will be different for every person who visits this place. The tent will reflect you and your journey. It's anchored between one massive oak, an ancient tree, and one massive terebinth. And under those spreading branches, you approach this tent. Observe. Prepare. At any point you feel you need to pause the recording in order to fully engage with what's happening in your dream space, please do so. When you are ready, you approach the tent. It's closed now, sealed. You cannot see what is happening within. But as you stand respectfully before the tent, feel the ground beneath your feet, feel the shade of the trees, the sound of the birds as the sunlight filters through and cascades down on the door of the tent, which is closed. And at the right moment, your moment, the tent door opens. A hand beckons you forward from within the holy darkness. You can't see what's in there yet or what it looks like. The sun is too bright outside. But as you approach, notice if you catch any special scent or sound. And as you step over the threshold of that tent, from the grove and the encampment beyond into the interior, you feel that you have shifted from one world into another. Just inside the door of the tent, as the door is shut behind you again for a private audience, I invite you to look around. What do you see here in this new world you've entered? What do you feel? What do you hear? What do you smell? Is anyone or anything touching you, and how does that touch feel? Spend a moment here taking in the place that you've come to, the place of our mother's spiritual authority. How you see the tent and what you see will be entirely unique to you in your journey. And amid all that is happening within the tent, or not happening, you notice that there is a woman seated on the far side of the tent. She is dressed in the finest garments, reclining in the most beautiful furnishings, attended by a group of beautiful supporters, staff members, those who are in her employ. And as you observe the woman, you realize that this must be Sarah, Avraham's wife, priestess, keeper of Sacred Union or Hieros Gamos, daughter of a matrilineal society, nomad and a transplant from her home in Sumer. And as you observe Sarah, take in her beauty and her surroundings, she beckons you forward. And in your own time, in your own way, you step forward toward her. Until you are close to her. And you bow with reverence, or kneel, or perform some other greeting of reverence that feels good to you. When you look up into her beautiful face, Sarah speaks. Notice what she says to you. Take as long as you need to receive the message. After you've received her message of greeting, her word, you feel moved to offer a gift to the priestess. And in that moment, you look down in your hands and there is the gift. Notice what it is. What is the gift that you will give to your priestess mother, ancestress, mythic feminine archetype? What will you give to her? When you've noticed and appreciated the gift, you may give it to Sarah or to one of her attendants. She acknowledges the gift and then says to you, "My child, what question do you have for me here in your mother's tent?" And you have the opportunity to ask her any question that you wish at this time, knowing that your instinctive response is probably the most authentic, the instinctive question that rises up within you. Ask your question and receive her answer. Take as long as you need. When you have received the answer of your mother, she reaches her hands out to touch your face and to hold your face between her two warm, powerful hands. With grace and gentleness, you feel her touch. And feel her kiss upon your forehead. A kiss of wisdom, of approval, a transfer of spiritual authority. When you receive that kiss, you then, with gratitude, rise, bow to her, or perform some other gesture of respect, whatever feels right to you. And carefully and slowly, you back out of the tent the way you came, so that your face is always towards Sarah. Backwards you walk, moment by moment, motion by motion. She begins to retreat into the distance, still loving, still gracious, but smaller now. Smaller, until you reach the door of the tent, which opens for you, and you back out again into the sunshine, and watch as the tent door flap gently lowers to shroud Sarah's world in mystery once more. Look around at the grove, the encampment, the landscape, the sky, the trees, the sun, all that is here in this beautiful place, Sarah's place. And in your heart, feel and see the warmth of this gift she has given you, this word, this wisdom. And know that this is you, for you, you and for your journey. This is a gift. That a transfer has been made, a transmission from Sarah to you, from the mothers to you, from the matriarchs of our monomyth to you. Hold that knowledge. Act upon the wisdom you received, if there was an action given. And know that you can return again to this time and space, to the tent of Sarah at any time, to seek wisdom. And to know that her presence to her people meant the presence of Goddess among them. You hold that. That gift is yours. When you are ready, you can allow the grove of Mamre to fade around you and come through the dark portal back into the waking world. Breathe deeply. And if your eyes are closed, we'll count to come back into this moment. If your eyes are open, you can allow the counting as a time to breathe and prepare for re-entry as well. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Eyes open, wide awake. Feeling better than before, and ready to bring the gifts from your mother's tents into your calling, your service, your body, your life, your womb, and the world of this day and time. From that place to this one, welcome back.